Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru, feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. Thank you so much for listening and for tuning in. It's always a pleasure to be here with you. I have an amazing show for you planned today, and I'm so excited to introduce you to my guest today. She is going to become a household name, and I'm so glad that she said yes. So mark her name on your calendar, Marti Rogers. She is teaching people how to become financially resilient. Marti brings her expertise and passion to empower, to build and sustain generational wealth. One unrelenting statistic says that 95% of women will be their family's primary financial decision maker at some point in their lives. And Marti found herself in this exact position while being the primary caregiver and primary financial decision maker for her mom during the last stages of her illness up until 5 years ago. This experience gave Marti the incentive to act with a deep sense of urgency for women to become financially informed, empowered, and resilient in their lifetime. Welcome to the show, Marti Rogers.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful introduction. I'm so excited to be here today, and thank you for inviting me. And I'm really excited because I think we're going to do some really amazing things together.
We are. And just to let the audience know that you are also going to be a co-host for the Millionaire Imprint for Women.
Yes.
And so for everyone to mark their calendars for December 7th, that's going to be the first show that you're going to be part of on the Millionaire Imprint. And I'm so glad that you said yes to this, because this next piece on what you are bringing to the world, to all of us, is really assisting us to become empowered, to become informed, so that when life happens, which it does, and which has happened to you, there is, because you have quite an incredible story, how you found yourself mentally and emotionally bankrupt, and how you felt isolated, and you felt underprepared and underinformed with what happened to you. So take back to that time when you found you were going on about your life, and all of a sudden life happened, right?
Right, right.
And you lost, well, take us through the story. Tell us.
Right. So as we had discussed, going back about 5 to 10 years, my mom was sick, and being her best friend, her daughter, we were very close. I became very much in tune with what her needs were. And as her illness progressed, so did the needs. And I was grateful that I could be there for her in that capacity. However, moving along, she had, of course, passed away in 2013. And during that process, there was a lot of things that were coming my way that I kind of anticipated, but I just didn't know how they were going to play out. I was expecting that someone would be there to kind of guide me along the way professionally. And what was going on was we were transitioning and selling her home and going through the whole estate process as it typically does. So even though I knew that this was going to come at some point, I was really kind of struck with awe of how unprepared I was. I didn't really play it out in my mind. Of course, I was trying to sustain my mom's life and her quality of life as much as I could. And emotionally, we don't want to put ourselves in that position of, you know, saying goodbye. So I found myself in, you know, a lot of first-time processes of not understanding or knowing where to really turn or who to really ask. And one day I was introduced to somebody who gave me some guidance, and currently I'm working there in that firm. And I really saw it in a way of helping a lot of people, because I knew that if I'm going through this, certainly many, many people are. And so, like you said, that emotional drain, that bankruptcy that you had said, I had gotten to a point where I was very much invested in taking care of my mom. But the time was accruing where I had little time for my family. I was working full time, and it kind of took on a life of its own, where it was kind of hard to just be in it and then jump out of it. So
So you were, your mom was ill. There was a transition that was happening. All of a sudden, the whole looming of the estate needed to be dealt with. Yes. You were working a full-time job, and yes. You had a family. You have two children and a husband.
Yes.
So all of a sudden now there was just this whole other full-time job that was plopping itself into your environment
exactly. That
you didn't know what to do with.
Right. So trying to reconcile the grieving process, which of course I didn't really have that time to go through it, even though there was a lot of grief. And even though certain responsibilities were no longer present in my life because my mom had passed away, there was a whole new entity to address. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the system talks about accumulation, that process. But when it comes to someone passing away, there's no guidance or clear direction on how the distribution phase executes in a way where you feel like you understand it and you feel like you have a somewhat of a steady control around it. So that is where I was, and I found myself in a what I call time debt, because I had really maximized my time in a way that was in opposition to having that family time, that quality time, even the personal time for myself.
Right. So everything pretty much went out the window. You weren't able to spend any time with your family the way that you used to. So everything was suffering, self-care, self-nurturing,
yes.
Spending time, going to, you know, games and activities with your children. Time that you cannot get back.
Right. That's right.
So there's a loss there happening also that is taking place. And it's really, you probably felt really torn,
yes.
During that time with, you know, where do you really put your focus and where do you really put your energy? Because you love all. You love your family, you love your mother, you want to give your all to everything. And then on top of it, you didn't really know how to take care of this whole estate.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I found myself depleted, you know, mm-hmm. my siblings and I were involved in that estate process. So as enormous as it was, we were all, you know, involved to some degree. But I did find myself, you know, of course, after a few years of caring for my mom and her needs and taking the lead on the business responsibilities that she used to have a handle of, I found myself in that exhaustion phase. And to reconcile that took a whole lot more than just kind of unwinding in a gradual way. I really had to like remove some things that I was committed to, that I needed to be committed to reconcile that loss of time, that loss of energy space, because ultimately, what time debt does is it robs you of your joy. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't go back and get time, but I could strive to get joy back into my life. And that's what I was pursuing.
Yeah, I love how you're calling this time debt. I want us to dive further into the meaning of that. It's actually the first time I've ever heard it expressed that way, time debt. And so it's a really interesting way to articulate debt and time together. Yeah. And so I'm looking forward to hearing more about the time debt. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes. But before we go, this experience for you literally had you, everything changed in your life after, 5 years ago when all of this took place. And now has put you on a path to talking about your dreams again.
Yeah.
Feeling inspired again.
Absolutely.
Talking about building and leaving a legacy.
Yes.
And inspiring and empowering women so that what you went through, that it's the gift that you're giving back. So right. You found yourself in such a horrific situation where you felt powerless, I'm sure, and extremely, torn at times, like we said earlier, mentally and emotionally exhausted. But through this experience, you were able to sort things out and then, like you said, bring joy back into your life. And that must have been a hard thing to do, especially with time that you cannot get back through all of that, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that must have been a really hard time.
And I felt blessed in a way because I could seek ways of how I could give myself the gift of taking some time back for myself. So I did give myself permission to quit my job, which is a huge chunk of time. So I could allocate that toward my family, some self-care, some more pace in my life and my schedule, just so that I could kind of like get some balance, some steady balance and slow things down. Yeah. And that was huge.
That is huge. So I want to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm speaking with Marty Rogers. We'll be right back.
Would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm speaking with Marty Rogers. And just before we went to break, Marty was telling us that in order to get some of her time back, one of the things that she did is she quit her job. So tell us about what happened, Marty, when you quit your job, because not everybody is in the position that's able to quit their job, right? You must have had some type of financial security that was there so that you could quit your job. Is that right?
At the time I did, we had, was processing the estate. We sold the house. So I had a window of time and resources to transition. So giving myself and my family the gift of time to process and grieve and heal was key. It really was key. And it was a necessary decision and investment where I could really put, you know, not only my life, but the quality of my life and the quality of my relationships with my family first. You know, I really wanted my family to see me healed and not in this everlasting state of where I had found myself, you know?
Yeah. And that's such a huge, part to give yourself permission to really grieve and to really heal and to give yourself time emotionally to where you can recollect yourself again and process all these feelings and process all these emotions and not run around like a depleted person, you know, chasing the hamster wheel. And part of what you're doing, Marty, is what you're preparing and informing us with as we continue on with the theme of what you're teaching us with how to become financially resilient and also in building legacies, is to prepare for events like this. To prepare for events like this so that, because a lot of people find themselves in this situation where they're having to take care of an elderly parent or someone and all of a sudden changes. And, you know, some people have the financial support and resources and other people don't. And so to really plan on a foundation and building a legacy like you're going to be talking about. Yeah. Right. And I'm just so glad that you gave yourself permission to quit your job. So
absolutely.
What were you doing? What kind of work were you doing before?
Well, I was in public safety. I was working for the state at the time. And I was in administration, instructional support. So we were more in the training capacity. And I really thrived in that space because I love people. I work very, really well with people. And that environment actually did help me for about a year to a year and a half by the time I did quit my job to kind of have some normalcy, something to get up, go to every day. So I'm not saying that my job was something that hindered me, but I really need to get some time back. And the sooner I claimed it back for myself, the shorter the journey to get that healing back and getting more leverage and power back. And, you know, my family was in need to have me back too. I realized after that, that my family actually did miss me a lot more than I realized.
Yes. So, yeah. And the fact that you made a decision based on your core value, and that was to heal, and that was to nurture and to really recover from this, and also being with your family. So you made a decision to do that during a time where, like you said, your job wasn't a bad job. It wasn't a job that was sucking the life force out of you. You enjoyed being at work, and it was actually a good thing to have. But yeah, when all of a sudden where you had to deal with all these things at one time, being at work, dealing with the family estate, and then your children and your family and everything, something had to suffer. And so all the suffering that took place, you balanced it out by bringing value back to what was really, really important to you. So well done doing that.
Thank you so much.
Doing that and making that choice. And that's how you discovered really the terminology that you're using, time debt. And so, you know, so tell us about time debt and how do we avoid it, and what can women do to when they find themselves in that? And just tell us more about the time debt piece.
Absolutely. So I think we inherently bring to the table, I mean, in life, we're up against something that challenge us in that way with our time. It's up to us to be clear and looking ahead of where we need to allocate our time, what areas we're not willing to sacrifice. You know, going into it, I didn't know, you know, how much was going to be necessary, you know, as far as the length of time, to the degree that I would need to draw upon. The other thing I want to add here is I learned a lot about myself and my tendencies to rush to the aid of the need of others before I put things in place for myself. So it's like when we're going on a flight, they say to put your oxygen mask on first, then you care for others. So really I got to, you know, take that, which I really wanted to, because I wanted to have some sense of power, decision, control, you know, to really claim that in the future, I don't have to be in this position again, just like this. So sometimes there's different ways that we can get into the time debt. Sometimes we just aren't paying attention. We just kind of squander it. Sometimes people can do it with relationships. And sometimes it can look in the way it did for me, where I was vested in, you know, someone who is extremely dear to me, my mother. Yeah. Now, something I want to emphasize is if I needed to do it again, I would do it again for her.
Yes.
I would do some things differently.
That's good to know.
I would leverage the help and support of more professionals to help me do it, to help me not only taking care of her, which I actually did, but to even have more, to even have maybe like a team of people to oversee the care staff, because it did get to the point where I always had someone there with her, you know, 24/7, whether I was there or not. So, you know, her well-being was of the utmost. And
So you would make sure that she had you would get more support in that way to where and then also for you, making sure you would leverage more people, you would bring in more a team of people, maybe you know, caretaking maybe for her, or where you have more time to be able to work on yourself at the same time. Is that what you're talking about? Possibly
that, and sure, and having things in it, you know, things are still going to be busy and mm-hmm. the plate is full, but in a way where it's in a more regulated mode, you know, where, you know, things aren't, you know, so extreme for such a long sustaining period of time.
Right. So to where you don't become depleted. So you stay in a form of balance, kind of like being with the grief and being with everything, but you're able to maintain, you're not feeling so emotionally depleted, mentally depleted. Sure. Like you said, you were isolated. Uh-huh. You were isolated and you really didn't have the support, not from your immediate family, but your siblings from the estate, because there was there challenges there?
I think so. You know, when we're going through our grieving processes, and we have our families as well, they have theirs, I have mine. Sometimes we express ourselves or we feel things that we hadn't felt before. Maybe I don't fully see the magnitude on their side or vice versa. You know, mm-hmm. I can say firsthand, when you're invested in taking care of someone very close to you for a long period of time, it impacts you directly, but it also impacts the people who are closest to you. It has that ripple effect.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was that a little bit of time when I think we each needed some space and time to heal, which, you know, I could only take care of myself. So I elected to do that. I absolutely did. I gave myself permission and it felt a little bit uncomfortable. I think as women, we tend to feel guilty. And I work with a lot of women one-on-one and I hear that story again and again where they feel like, well, I'd like to do this in my career, but you know, my sibling or my mom or someone needs my help. And if I don't help them, I feel like I'm kind of being selfish. So I'm seeing that, connection, you know, not only from my experience, but I'm seeing it in others too. And that's where I feel really drawn to reach out and bring that message. It's like, it's critical. It's vital to take care of yourself because we can't serve, we can't bring our message unless we sustain ourselves in a healthy, balanced way.
Right. And it's so important, excuse me. It's so important to realize that our conditioning had us set up. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Maybe we can take a quick break, Carter.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And we had to go to break so quick because I started having a coughing fit. And so we're back. I'm better. I've got some water. And we were talking with Marty about how when she's working with some of her clients, one-on-one clients, how when they find themselves in a situation where they're required to take time for self-care, over taking time away to give to another, whatever the situation may be, that they experience guilt. And that's the situation that I wanted to address, because, you know, when we look at where guilt came from, guilt is a useless feeling. It's just useless. And when I work with clients, I always, and Marty, now use this and tell your clients this, is guilt is a useless feeling. It's a program that was brought on about our conditioning and our religions. And we were meant to feel guilty if we were experiencing any sort of pleasure or any sort of attention to ourselves. Then we should feel guilty. We should feel ashamed of ourselves because we should be focusing that energy on someone else. That's actually the conditioning that we're undoing. And when we're looking at guilt, because it's a feeling, it's not even an emotion. It's not an emotion. It's just a feeling. Your body doesn't want to feel guilt. It doesn't do your body any good. It doesn't do you any good. And the people that you're feeling guilty about don't want you to feel guilt either. So actually, I just invite everyone to release guilt from your vocabulary. Just refuse to experience guilt anymore. It's a feeling that you get to choose whether you want to have that feeling or not. And it's like, I stopped doing guilt years ago. I just don't do it. And I recommend anyone, when they're feeling guilty to do something, do it. Do it anyway. You know, experience what you want to experience, what you need to experience for yourself, because that's actually going to make the world a better place. Not you avoiding guilt or avoiding yourself. Wouldn't you say, Marty?
Yes, I totally agree with what you're saying. And it, even though it may not feel natural, like you said, do it anyway. Yeah. Because people are counting on us to be strong, resilient. And when we fall into that pitfall of overextending ourselves for others' needs while slighting our own, there's no one there. I mean, it's not possible for someone to come back to your aid and reconcile your debt in time and in life.
And then there's the time debt again, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It just keeps coming back. It's a cycle. So the sooner it's recognized, the sooner that things are put in place to prevent you from getting near that, you know, edge, the better, because there's awareness, there's confidence, there's focus of mind and being clear in what needs to happen. Like, let me put some things in place so that the person that I love and care about and care for is getting truly the maximum support and care that they deserve and need. And at the same time, giving that to yourself.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's so brilliant. Those are the practical steps, putting something in place.
Yes.
Putting something in place so that you know that your people that you love and that you care for are taken care of. But it has to also begin with you in the equation, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah. And on that note, I'm glad you said that, because speaking of putting things in place, my mom had done her homework ahead of time. And a couple years before she became ill, she had taken out a long-term care policy for herself. Mm-hmm. And so that was what was put in place so that she could use that so she could have people come to her home, like nursing staff come to her home and take care of her in the way that she needed to. I was always involved, of course, because you just can't just walk away from that, you know? So there is a tremendous amount of protection and security put in place so that she could have the means of being cared for, you know? So that's just the way, and that's how you protect your legacy. But in that, I could see how if there were some things that I personally took responsibility to put in place, if I had that foresight ahead of time, as I do now, as if I were to counsel another person or if they were to ask me, I would tell them, I would recommend you do this and don't move ahead until you make sure you have certain things in place, you know? And that would be for you so that you could be that stand in a solid position to serve others, you know?
Right. Because now this is what you do with your coaching work, with teaching women one-on-one. And also you'll be doing workshops, I'm sure, where you're going to be helping women with this kind of thing. And, you know, talking about why it's so important to build a loving legacy and what all of those things entail. To have forethought, to prepare ahead of time, like your mother did, you know, a brilliant woman that was already thinking ahead of her time and making sure that her ducks were in a row and that she was going to be taken care of. And so that's what you're talking about. That's the reason
exactly. Why
you want to educate and inform all of us so that we don't find ourselves in this kind of a situation, no matter what, right?
Exactly. Like to cover all those potential gaps. Of course, we don't know how our life is going to play out. My mom didn't know how it was going to unfold. She prepared herself for the worst, and it's better to prepare for the worst and not use it rather than not to prepare and need it. So she needed both. She prepared and she needed it as well. And I think to answer your question, it's a great one. It's important for us to be always thinking as early as possible about our legacy for ourselves and our children, anybody that's near and dear to us that we're responsible for. And at that time, also thinking about the legacy that they're going to carry and hold, and to inform them and empower them and teach them why it's important. So I'm able to use the lessons that I've had in life so far and teach my children. So as early as possible, putting things in place for yourself. Yeah. What I would emphasize is get into the habit of saving monthly, putting a certain amount for yourself as early as possible.
How much? Yeah. How much a month?
Well, you know, usually more than one would think, but if one can put away $200 a month, do it consistently. And always stretch yourself to put in more. You know, I can't emphasize that enough, because when you're using the power of time to work for you, later in life, you won't have to be struggling as much to put away even more. So the sooner you start, the more powerful it's going to show up for you later. Like, the sooner we take care of ourselves, the stronger our bodies will be, the less sick we'll be getting. You know, of course, there's nothing for sure in life, but do know for sure that things will come up. Emergencies will come up. And yeah. Emergencies always come with a price tag, especially when you're not prepared.
Right.
So the sooner the better.
That's one of the reasons why you were talking about, you know, making sure that we're financially secure, as secure as we can be. Because if we have that financial security, then we are much better equipped at dealing with whatever else is coming our way. But it's when we don't have the financial security and life happens.
Right.
That's the part you're talking about. Right?
Absolutely. And, you know, since this is never taught in school, mm-hmm. it's important to reach out to someone who can guide you and help. So you could really understand the fundamentals and get a clear, solid financial understanding. And that's where I start, is to empower people how money really works and to really make sure that they feel like they have a solid financial understanding. And believe it or not, it doesn't take as much time or smarts as one would think. It's pretty basic, you know? And what I see happen, people like, you know, they're like proud. They're like, oh my gosh, I never knew this. That is so exciting. I wish I knew more. But I've given them something that they can't unlearn. They can't say, I didn't hear it. They can't unhear it. They can't unsee it, you know? And once I saw that, I said, this is a game changer. I will never like not know or not believe what I just understood, because you can't argue with numbers. Numbers yeah. don't lie, you know?
Yeah. And once you know something, you cannot not know it. Once you know it and experience the blessing around it, you cannot know it. And so let's tell the audience today, the people that are ready to work with you, that want some financial consultations and work with you on how would they get in contact with you? Give us your website. And also, you have a free gift for the listeners today, and how they can contact you and what it is exactly that you're offering.
Great. So I am offering a 30-minute complimentary consultation. And if you feel like you have any questions or have any concerns, we can get on Zoom, we can get on the phone and talk it out. And maybe in that half an hour, I can give you some relevant, real life tips or ideas of what you may want to consider. We all start at a different place. We're all in like a different position. So whether you need to start from like, you know, step one or two or 7 to 9, it's different for all of us. So my website is wfgconnect/mrogers. It's going to be in the link. And when you go to my website, you can take the financial literacy test. It's actually fun. There's like 5 questions. And if you get 3 out of 5, you're considered financially literate. So wow. It's going to be a great conversational piece. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised to know that you have more to learn. And people usually get a kick out of it, because it evokes more thought and the reality of, wow, this makes sense. So people are more curious and they want to pursue even more. So
let's get the website again. Make it really clear.
WFGConnects/MRogers. And I'm going to have it here in the link Institute.
Okay. Yeah. We'll put it on the YouTube description below.
Absolutely.
So you can do that. And definitely everybody, I'm going to invite you to take Marty up on her 30-minute consultation, because it's like, what do you have to lose? You have everything to gain. And so this is a free call. Definitely take her up on it. I need to go to your website and take those 5 questions. I have
definitely.
I want to do it. I actually want to do it. And I'm going to call you too.
Please
and,
do.
Do my 30-minute consultation with you. And definitely, because like you said, we're all in different spaces and there's always more to learn. And
absolutely.
So I'm so grateful that you came here today to share this topic with us. We are going to take another break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
I love what we're talking about, Marty. How can we now build and preserve our personal savings and, so that it supports us and that it supports our loved ones? And also, what is the value in that?
This is something I'm very passionate about. So I'm glad that we're ending on this one. I believe that, like I said earlier, it's important to start as soon as possible. You know, when I was a young adult, my dad, said this is what you do, put things away for retirement and consistently contribute to it. So that basically put the habit in place. So the habit is key. Mm-hmm. And that habit is to understand that you don't wait You do it once you become aware of the significance, the value, because we're not just living for now. We have to be thinking about the future. You know, we'll be here 5 years, 10 years, hopefully 15, and much, much more. So the earlier that we get ahead of it for ourselves and our children at the same time, that's powerful. I was talking to a woman who, I'm actually friends with her too. She has an adult daughter, and she says legacy is really important to me, because we are talking about, you know, 5 to 7 things that people are concerned about at all times. And she said, legacy out of those things you mentioned is something super near and dear to me. Great. So how about if I help you establish a legacy for yourself and start something for your daughter at the same time?
Wow.
So that for many, many years to come, when you're here and then you pass on and you pass your legacy on to her, it's going to be in addition to the legacy that was put in place for her at a very young age. And she said, that would be amazing. So just knowing that that is possible and putting it in such a way, as long as it works for the person, you know, I can't say everything's going to be the right match for every single one, but just to explore, like, what's going to be the best fit for that person's needs, for their goals, for what they could leverage to put together to make that happen for themselves. Key, the sooner the better, but it's never too late. We always want to explore ways how to get people on the grid, putting things in place to protect them from falling off, and always being able to stay on course to get to where they need to go.
Yeah.
And it usually requires more than we realized.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, when you think about it, like when we look to our past and we look at where women have come from, and that's part of the reason why I created the Millionaire Imprint for Women, and bringing forth these amazing women like yourself that are teaching and educating us what to do with our money now that we've become smart with it. So over the last few months on the Millionaire Imprint for Women, Samantha Brown, Susan Glavin, myself, and Momo Yasutake, we have been teaching, and also we've been doing a lot of clearing, because we've been clearing our karmic debts, everything that we were born into, that we were conditioned by, all the times that women weren't paid their value, weren't paid their worth, weren't appreciated for their amazing capability of being powerful with money. And that we have to bring that into right relationship and really balance the scales. And now the Millionaire Imprint for Women is taking this the next step. And that is really to get smart with our money, to invest, to save, to financially plan. And what you're so brilliantly doing with everyone, and that is empowering them to leave these legacies.
Yeah.
For themselves and also for their loved ones right now at the same time. And
Absolutely.
How important that is. And I just love, you know, like your boys. You have boys?
Boys, yes. I have two sons.
And how old are they?
18 and 21.
And I bet that they have quite a strong financial footing.
They do.
In the family.
I have insisted that. Because
yeah. And that's really where it begins, right? It's about, because like you said, it wasn't taught in schools, and really this should be taught in schools.
Absolutely.
This should be made available in the school system to teach the young kids on the value of money and teaching them on building their legacies. From early on, and what is it that they want to do? Because like you said, the earlier that people start, the better. I want to tell people again about where they can get to your website again. Let's tell them where to go to the website.
WFGConnects/M Rogers.
Yes. And how can people contact you to get the free consultation?
Beautiful. So when they get to my website, they can email me or call me. My phone number is right there, 408-856-4548. and they could call me and or send me a message to schedule that appointment.
And I encourage everyone to take advantage of this free 30-minute consult and begin 2019 empowered, financially empowered. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. But what matters is that you begin, that you start somewhere. And you can see Marty's compassion, and she has that that amazing heart, that amazing compassionate heart, to where she's able to meet you where you are. It doesn't really matter where it is, but she's able to assist you no matter where it is that you are. And so I would really invite you to take advantage of that call. And be sure, everyone, to tune in on December the 7th is a Friday. And that's going to be the first Friday that you're going to be coming on. And we're going to be then, for the next 3 months, be featuring a theme on what it is that you're going to be educating us about as far as when it comes to building and leaving our legacy, right?
Thank you so much. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah. What do you want to leave our audience with today?
I just want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to this. As I'm sure you know, it's important. You may already have these ideas, these thoughts, and not only for yourself, but for your children, if you have them, your family, your close friends. If you see somebody that may be in time debt or exposing themselves to that, definitely lovingly reach out to them and tell them that they're not doing themselves a service, and to really start bringing it back to their, you know, core. So, you know, when it comes to helping people build their resilience, I like to start with them, but also those that are nearest to them, as their kids and their spouse, if they have a spouse, because that has a ripple effect. When I enlighten the person, I want to enlighten the whole core. Not just one person, but the unit. So
the lineage
would be great to explore.
You want to enlighten the lineage.
Exactly.
So that, you know, it doesn't matter, because we're actually, you know, undoing, you know, our stuff from the past, so that now we can really build our foundations, our footprints on sustainability, on what's going to sustain us, and how it is that we can live our lives the way that we want to live it when life happens to us. And right. So the more informed we are, the more prepared we are, and the more responsibility we take for our own financial life, that right. That is part of our legacy also.
Yes, and as we both spoke about the other day, and we both agree, you know, becoming resilient and wealthy is really the direction that we need to focus on, because that's what's going to be required, you know. So a lot of good stuff coming up.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Stay tuned now. We're going to go on with the Millionaire Imprint for Women with Momo Yasutake. We'll see you in just a few minutes. Thanks, Marty. See you next time.
Take care.
Bye-bye.